Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got Lane Johnson on the line now. We reached out to Lane Johnson, who's a stand-up guy who tweeted about, I don't have my phone. Timmy, I need my phone. I want to go look at my phone for the tweet, and I don't have it right now because of a certain event. Thank you very much, Tim Kelly. Great job by Tim Kelly, by the way. But Lane Johnson comes on with us from the Philadelphia Eagles on the Sports Calling guest line. Lane, thank you very much for coming on. How are you doing?
Doing good. Feeling good.
Off-season going well? You have a good Easter? Your family going well? I hear you got a new addition.
Good Easter. Three kids. I don't know what's work. Going to playing football or going to the house. So that's my life right now.
All right. Well, your life is what it is. And one thing you're never afraid to do, and I appreciate you coming on this late hour. I certainly hate to reach out to you at this hour, but you came on and you sent a tweet out about Donovan McNabb with some snakes in front of it, it looked like. What did you mean by that tweet? I don't want to interpret when we got the horse on the line himself. What did you mean by that? And expand however you want.
You know, here's what I meant. Every training camp we have all these ex-players come, you know, shake our hands, wish us good luck. And then they'll go out and just talk hate. I feel like there's a lot of envy, you know, just jealousy. And just I see a lot of fakery. And, you know, not just me, you know, a lot of other teammates see it too. And you would think, you know, the best quarterback in franchise history would try to, you know, build up a young man that looks up to him instead of always, you know, criticizing him, critiquing him, you know, wishing he would fail so, you know, he could be the missing link and feel better about himself. That's what I don't like. And I'm not the guy that, you know, that thinks I have it all figured out. I have many problems as well. But, I get tired of all the fakery. To be honest with you.
And that's what social media lets you do, is just let your opinion out, Lane. And listen, you know that I like what you've done. I think you're a terrific player. But you speak your mind, and I love that as well. It sounds to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that if I said to you there's the primary reason for Donovan McNabb saying this was A, to talk about some flaw of Carson Wentz, or B, to pump up Donovan McNabb and keep his name in the news cycle of Philadelphia, which would you say it was?
I really don't know. I just think I don't think he wants him to out-succeed him. I felt like, you know, a lot of players, even when we were making our Super Bowl run, they didn't want us to win. That's just how it is. That's how the world works. And, you know, people can put on a good show, a good face. But, you know, the eyes never lie. And, you know, I see it. A lot of other teammates see it. Obviously, it's part of the business. But, hey, you know, these guys – say what they want, and then when the athlete voices his opinion, then, oh, we're the bad ones. Hey, we're humans too. So it's not like we're just entertainment on Sundays and robots for everybody's entertainment. You know, it's our job. It's what we do. It's what we love. But, hey, you know, some guys are scared to speak their mind, you know, because they're afraid of the criticism, afraid of the backlash, afraid of getting thrown in the media in a bad light. And, you know, one thing about my NFL career is I've seen the best and I've seen the worst. So I feel like I have a lot of perspective that a lot of other people don't have.
You sure do, my friend. I'm going to give you part of my perspective now and get your opinion on it. I've told you this before in the locker room. My personal point of view on things is you either win the Super Bowl or you don't. I don't care how far you get if you don't win. Obviously, it's an incredible accomplishment while things are going on, but only one team can win every year. And the reason I'm saying that is when you're going to make comments from the mountaintop, like Donovan seems to have made here, that Carson's not getting by the second round, third round, whatever it is, don't you have to win a Super Bowl? Even if you have the leverage to make those comments, doesn't it sound petty if you've never won a Super Bowl yourself? Because I think it does.
Yeah, but here's what I realize. You know, when I went to the Pro Bowl, I see a lot of, you know, Hall of Famers walking by. Everybody wants to stay relevant. You know, everybody has ego. You know, I'm no different, but at the same time, what really matters, you know, glory fades. I see that, you know, Donovan was one of the, you know, the best quarterback the Eagles ever had. Yep. So you would think, you know, instead of talking down, and I feel like, you know, wishing the worst for somebody who was in his position, you'd think you'd, you know, be on the other side of the fence. But I think it goes to show you just what kind of intentions he has.
All right, Lane Johnson joining us on the Sports Calling guest line. We really appreciate it, Lane. Just one or two quick questions, if I could, about the draft. Because, the Eagles are thinking about, and a lot of people think Cody Ford from your alma mater, the Boomer Sooners, where Kyler Murray obviously is also from. Barrett Brooks obviously got hurt last year. Whether he'll be back right away with the Achilles problem, who knows? But he's a huge part of that offensive line. You familiar with Cody Ford? Have you worked out with him when you're back in Oklahoma? What do you know about Cody Ford, and what would he bring to the Eagles if they drafted him?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to him a little bit. I just know he's a mauler. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", you know, high 320s, low 330s, but a guy that can really move. And I think he's a guy that has the versatility to be a very good guard and even slide out to tackle. So, you know, I would love to have him. You know, as far as the offensive line, we're a team. I mean, we're all a band of brothers. That's what makes it unique. So, yeah, I mean, I think adding him would be, you know, adding more depth to what we already have. I think it'd be good for us.
Cool. And you're a band of brothers. You said in that locker room's a band of brothers. Well, one of the brothers left this year. Nick Foles went to Jacksonville. We knew that was probably going to happen. It's pretty much Carson's locker room now, along with you guys, yourself, and Chris Long and some of the other leaders. We hope Chris Long stays. But what's it been like the first couple of days of the workout program or through the offseason with this becoming Carson's team? How's that evolved, and do you think Carson's ready for it? I assume you think he is.
Yeah, I think Carson's ready for it. But, you know, here's what I see. I don't think the quarterback should get all the you know, all the fire thrown at him. I think there's a lot of parts on the football team that make it go round. So not to add pressure or take pressure away, but I just try to keep things in perspective. And, you know, a lot of things about the offseason, you get new players, and you just try to build that culture, build the identity. And a lot of it is, you know, being close as a team and, you know, not letting things get in our way and try to play with no fear. You know, don't have that fear of getting criticized, getting scrutinized. Just go out there and give your best and try to create that culture. So that's really what the offseason is all about. And, you know, it's like that every year.
And that's why we love you guys, and you guys are getting back to workouts now. Final question for Lane Johnson. I really, really appreciate you coming on, especially on Easter Sunday. How are things looking as you get going? Obviously, you're optimistic about this season, but what do you really like about this team as you turn the page to 2019?
You know, it's just a different year. You know, we weren't satisfied with last year, but, you know, the thing, you know, the past few years is that this organization is only improved and it's only gone up. And that's exciting. And so far as building that culture, building that identity, that's what we love. And that's what, you know, I love about Philly is that, you know, when you don't play well, hey, you're going to hear about it. And it's just, you know, it's like looking in the mirror. You can't really lie to the fans. You can't lie to the people. And we all know that. But at the same time, it's a great motivating factor in wanting us to play well and be the best that we can be. So and that's where we're headed. So it's all positive. You know, we're ready for the draft to get whoever we can and then roll from there. So it's all good.
Lane, really appreciate it. Wish you obviously the best of luck in OTAs and workouts going forward as you get going with the draft and ultimately with the 2019 season. I thank you so much. You've always been a stand-up guy, and then on the spur of the moment, kudos to you in a big way on this Easter Sunday for coming on, and God bless the new addition to your family and continued good luck and prosperity down the road.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.